Hello, it's Pauline here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox
by Alan Shirley.
We continue our news items, which include how a takeaway is ordered to take urgent action over poor food hygiene, and the chief executive of a failing mental health trust leaves his post. But first, 1,000 arrests have been made, but still the drug supply has not dwindled.
A few minutes before 9 in the morning, a man paces impatiently outside the pharmacy at the junction of Adelaide Street and West End Street. A small queue forms behind him, peering through the window. They are waiting to collect their methadone strips as pupils clock into Notre Dame Preparatory School across the road. A stone's throw away at the car park on Watson Grove, heroin and cocaine deliveries are routinely being made from London. Drugs have become endemic, neighbours say, in a city with one of the highest heroin death rates in the country. The resulting drug trade has bred violence and antisocial behaviour. And despite more than 1,000 arrests to curb the drug trade in 2 years, the drug supply has not diminished. Senior police officers have warned it could get worse. Councils, meanwhile, strained by austerity, are limited to what they can do and appeal for people living in the area to do more. They are encouraging locals to unite to reclaim the streets from dealers with their support.
A busy Norwich road had to be closed after a serious accident involving a cyclist. Emergency services were called to Fifers Lane in the north of the city. One onlooker, who did not want to be named, described the cyclist as being in a serious condition and lying in the centre of the road. It's believed that the injured person was involved in a collision with a vehicle near to the Ives Road roundabout.
Residents are being held hostage in their homes as cars use their street to escape hospital parking charges, they claim. Homeowners living in the Unthank Road area in Norwich say if they move their car, they will not have a space until 7:30 p.m. They say it is because Coleman Community Hospital has introduced parking charges, leaving staff and patients dodging the charge by parking down the road. Resident Kate Slapp is a doctor at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. She has to pay for parking when she works and does not think it's fair. Dr. Slapp said the community hospital has introduced a charging and restricted parking scheme within its hospital grounds and as a result has turned our street into an extended car park. We had no warning, there was no local discussion. We simply began to notice that our street was incredibly busy and popular. Mark Page, Assistant Director of Estates and Facilities at Norfolk Community Health and Care NHS Trust, said that the parking charges were brought in to allow patients to walk around the site as cars were parking across pavements. He said Coleman Hospital hosts amputee and neurological rehabilitation services, among others, so patient mobility is often severely compromised, with many reliant on wheelchairs and walking aids. We observe that members of the public, as well as staff and patients accessing other local services, were parking on the site. In addition to our own staff, this was reducing capacity for patients and visitors. But Dr. Slapp said that residents had stopped using their cars. Dr. Slapp added, "If we use our cars in the day, we lose our space until the evening. We all admit to not using our cars and being held hostage to a precious parking space." Mr. Page added that staff and patients were being reminded that other NCHC parking spaces were available at nearby sites.
A Norwich takeaway has been warned to take immediate action over food hygiene breaches after being given a rating of 1. Sir Giuliano Pizza and Kebab Takeaway on Prince of Wales Road was warned formal enforcement action is likely after inspectors found a litany of issues. However, staff at the food outlet told this newspaper that improvements have already been made. In the report, inspectors warned of food contamination with a lack of hand washing and no hot water running to some of the taps. Inspectors were unable to trace the origin of the food being cooked and sold because of a lack of labelling, and there were no records available for the purchases. They added staff hygiene and the facilities were inadequate. A revisit is planned and formal enforcement action is likely. A spokesman for Siciliano said a light which was broken in the cellar had already been fixed and he was expecting a better result when inspectors returned.
It is a sight Norwich City fans revel in, seeing the Canaries on top when it comes to Ipswich Town. And that was the scene on Soccer AM when Norwich City legend Grant Holt showed off his wrestling skills to Body Slam presenter and former Ipswich player Jimmy Bullard. Holt appeared on the show to talk about his newfound love for wrestling. The former striker retired from football in August 2018 and announced his career switch, winning a 40-strong rumble match on his wrestling debut in September. Holt said he loved wrestling as a child, and he revealed his wrestling hero was The Undertaker, an American professional wrestler in WWE. Holt is putting on a wrestling tournament at Carrow Road in June.
A Norfolk MP has called for transparency after it was announced the chief executive of the region's failing mental health trust is to leave the post. Antak Lek took up the role of chief executive of the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust, that's NSFT, in May last year, having previously been chief officer of the South Norfolk and North Norfolk Clinical Commissioning Groups, CCGS. Mr. Leck is now set to leave the Troubled Mental Health Trust to take up a secondment with the East London NHS Foundation Trust, ELFT, with which NSFT has been partnered to drive improvements. But his move has raised questions about the future of the trust and the reasoning behind the decision. NSFT was rated inadequate by health inspectors for a third time in November. At the end of January, it was announced that Marie Gabrielle, chair of the East London Trust, would become the new chair of NSFT.
A veterinary practice, which has treated more than 50,000 animals since opening 25 years ago, has celebrated its silver anniversary. Taverham Vets was opened in March 1994 by brother and sister Roger Bannock and Joy Thompson with fellow vet Louise Feltham. The original clinic was housed in their former childhood home on Breck Farm Lane. As it expanded, the practice moved to a purpose-built facility on Fir Covert Road. It now employs 80 staff with three branches in Taverham, Cossey and Aylsham. Dr. Bannock said, "Things have changed a lot in 25 years. Expectations have increased, as has pet ownership. Medicine and surgery has changed at a rapid rate. We really look after dogs and cats, but we've seen snakes, frogs, and the odd spider." The practice has had a special day of pet photography and free treatment to mark its anniversary.